mention that if you have a tarovis, isa the heter nimbishen alino, because there's a principle of tam ki iker, and the Shulchan Aruch passed into tam ki iker deraisa, so you'll need shishim in a Torah to be mevatel the iser the heter. But if you have a tarovis only of nimbimino, this is lach balach. If you have a tarovis of nimbimino, so then it's a chumer derabana to require shishim. In a Torah, you should not require shishim; it should be bottle derov midrabanan. You'll need shishim, and the nafkamina being between tarovis of nimbishen amino and tarovis of nimbimino is a case of nishbach. If there's a suffix whether you had shishim because the tarovis got spilled, do you have to be machin? If you needed in a Torah, like by nimbishen amino, you'd have to be machin. But it's only midrabanan, so then there's room to be megdim. How do you define a tarovis as being a tarovis of nimbishen amino or nimbimino? How do we know whether the heter and the iser are of the same type or a different type? So the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Sadi Chesiv Beis writes, "Le'inyan mibemino azlina basa shma imushave havi mibemino, avalo azlina basa taima imushave olav." The Ramah says azlina basa shma, but lo azlina basa taima. We follow the shem hadavar, we follow the name of the two items. If the two items have separate names, then we call it mibeshen amino, and if they have the same name, we call it mibemino. We don't follow the timing. We don't follow the tastes of the different items. Where does the Ramah get it from? He gets it from a Gemara. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Samavav and Alkos Machlokas Abayin Rava, as to whether Azlinam Basa Taima or Azlinam Basa Shema. They happen to be talking about Yayin Nesech, but presumably this is a Din Kloli. Abayi who holds Azlinam Basa Taima will hold that in Kolatara Kula, and Rava who assumes that Azlinam Basa Shema will hold that in Kolatara Kula. In fact, from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, you get the impression that the Machlokas Abayin Rava is a machlokas min hakotza lakotza. It's bein lekula bein lechumra. There are two cases the Gemara gives. First, the Gemara talks about a case of chamra chadata beinvi. Let's say you have a mixture of new wine that hasn't been aged, and grapes. So presumably chamra chadata beinvi, the Gemara assumes, the Gemara knows that they have the same time, they have the same taste, but obviously they don't have the same shame. One is called wine, the other is called grapes. Abaye says in such a case, since they have a different... since they have the same time, excuse me, Abaye says Azlina Basa Taima, so he holds that it's also B'mashu. Abaye passes that Min B'mina B'mashu. In fact, both Abaye and Rava seem to assume that. Rava, on the other hand, says, since Azlina Basa Shema and Chamer Chadata V'Invi have a different shame, so we're not going to say Min B'mina B'mashu, but rather we'll say it's Min B'Sheino Mino. B'Nosin Tam, it's Badal B'Shishim. So there, in that case, it turns out Abaye is Machrin and Rava is Mekil. Then the Gemara is a case of chola de chamra v'chola de shichra. You have two types of vinegar. One is wine vinegar and the other is beer vinegar. So there, it's flipped, right? Because they have the same name, they're both called vinegar, but they have different tastes. So there, Abaye says it's benosin tam, and Rava says b'mashu. So the shitas are going to be flipped. You see clearly that according to Abaye, where we follow tam, azlina basa taima ben lekula ben lechumra, according to Rava, Azlina and Basar Shema, Bein Lekula, Bein Lekula. That's what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah seems to say. So since this is not one of the Alkagams, you'd imagine that we should pass in like whom? Rava. So since Rava holds Azlina and Basar Shema, we should pass in that we always follow this criteria, this principle, that Azlina and Basar Shema, in terms of defining a Taroves as either Min B'Mino or Min B'Shein Amino, we should investigate whether the Heter and the Isser have the same name, or they have a different name. If they have the same name, it's Min B'Mino. And if they have a different name, then it should be Mimishan Amino. So the Ramah seems to make perfect sense. The Ramah follows Rava. Rava holds Azlina Basar Shema. And that presumably is what the Ramah is assuming. That's why the Ramah paskins Azlina Basar Shema. In this case, the Tarovah sits at the head of Mimishan Amino. The Shach in Sivkot and Vav shries on this Ramah. He's very troubled. He says, Misvara doesn't make sense. And the reason why in Minatara you need Shishim by a Tarovah and Mimishan Amino is because Tam Ki Ikeh Daraisa. Tam ki ikir daraisa. What's the reason why you need shishim in a Torah by mimishen amino? Because of tam. So why should I define the tarovas as mimishen amino based on shame? Why should the name of the different items, if the names are the same, it's mimimino, the names are different, it's mimishen amino. What does name have to do with the principle that we're working with over here? The reason why you need shishim in a Torah by mimishen amino is because of tam ki ikir. So that's a tam dika halacha. It's a halacha that relates to tam. So defining the tarovas as mimbishen amino should be a question of tam, not shame. What's the Ramah saying? Aye, what are you going to ask me? Writes the Shach. They say that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah quotes Machlokas Abaye and Rava says, Aslinim Basashmo, it's not the Ramah's problem, it's the Gemara's problem. He says, no, what's that Gemara talking about? That Gemara is talking about Yayin Nesach, V'chadom Alazeh. That Gemara is talking about cases in the Torah where we're not following Tam, where we're asering not based on Tam, like by Yayin Nesach, that's also the Mashahu, Tevel, that's also the Mashahu, it's a Davashesh Matirin, Chametz Pesach is also the Mashahu for different reasons we'll get to later on. Min Bemino, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is also the Mashahu. Truma and Orla are not bottled b'shish, and they have other shiurim, Meya, Masayim, other shiurim which we'll get to later. Says the Shach, if you're talking about an item, if you're talking about Isser that has a different shiur, it's not based on shishim, the Isser can Aser, not based on Tam, so then I understand why you should follow Shema. But if we're talking about Tarovus and Mimishen Omino, the Koveah here is Tam Ki Iker Deraisas, if the Koveah is Tam, the Stomach you should define the Tarovus as Mimishen Omino, based on Tam, not based on Shem. The Gemara and Avodah Zarah is talking about a different issue, so what's the Ramah plugging the Gemara into our case? That's not a Tam Ki Iker Shaila over there in the Gemara. So the Shach concludes that when it comes to Tam Ki Iker, our situation, you should follow Tam. In terms of defining the Tarovus as Mimishen Amino, if the two items have a different Tam, the Yisr and the Heta, then we'll assume that it's Mimishen Amino and Minator, it'll require Shishim, and if it's Nishbach, it'll have to be Machmir. And if they don't have the same Tam, then it's Mimbamino, and it's only a Chumad Rabbanah to require Shishim, and if it's Nishbach, it could be Mekel. He assumed that Tam should be the Koveh. And this is what a lot of other Achronim, Pri Chodosh, Michas Kohen, a lot of other Achronim assume like the Shach, that we should follow Tam in this case. Yes? If the shear is not an issue, it's not that it's not an issue of shishim, if it's not an issue of tam, right, which you're saying relates to shishim, that's the whole issue that we'll have to get to in a moment. But if it's not related to tam, so then you could say that the real identifying factor of the item is its shein. If it's called something different than the second item, so that's min b'shein omino, they're two different meaning. If you're focusing on tam, if tam is the koveh in the situation, so then obviously tam plays the primary role, it plays the only role. But in terms of identifying the chayfetz, I think the first thing that comes to mind is, what's the thing called? So it makes sense that the shame is the most identifying factor to the object, so therefore maybe I should define min b'shein omino based on shame, not based on tam, as long as tam is not the oser. Okay, I think that's the assumption of Rambam. So the question is, how can we justify the position of the Rambam? Where did Rambam get this from? I know he gets it from the Gemara, but what's the svar of the Gemara? Maybe we should ask a better question. Forget about the Ramah. Maybe we should ask against Rava. Right? What is Rava saying? So the Shach wasn't bothered by Rava. Shach said Rava is talking about a very specific case. Right? A case in which the Oser is not Tam. But the Ramah apparently did not understand Rava that way. So what's the svar of Rava? Why should I assume that we should go Basa Shema even where the Oser is the Tam? How could that be? So the Prima Godim on the Shach over there, as well as the Aruch HaShulchan, they both suggest maybe the Ramah is only Machmir to follow Shema. Tremendous Chiddush. Aruch HaShulchan and the Prima Godim both suggest that maybe the Ramah is only Machmir to go Basar Shema, that if the items of the Yisra V'Heter are Chalukim B'Shem, we should also consider that to be a Tarevus of Mimashen Amino. Even if they're not Chalukim B'Tam. Even if they have the same Tam, so you would imagine we should assume it's min b'mino. The Ramah means to say that we're machmir, that even if they're chalukim only b'shem, nevertheless, you still need shishim in HaTorah. You would think that that's called min b'mino, it's a chiddush, that whether they're chalukim b'tam or they're chalukim b'shem, you should be machmir according to the Ramah and treat it as min b'shem amino. But avada is a chalukim b'tam, there's no question according to the Ramah that we should follow Tam, we should assume that it's Mimba Shein Omino, we shouldn't assume that it's Mimba Mino. That's how they try to explain the position of the Ramah. It's very difficult, because what comes out is that the Ramah is really paskening L'chumra both ways. He's saying that we would go L'chumra as Lina Basa Shema, but we would also go L'chumra as Lina Basa Taima. That doesn't really work with Rava in the Gemara, because Rava was saying it Bein L'Kula Bein L'Chumra, right? So, L'halacha, you could say that the Ramah is being machmer more than Rava, but if the Ramah is taking his shita out of Rava, so why would he be machmer like that? Now, what's the basis of a chumah? Yes.
Doesn't the Ramah himself say at the end of the
That's the other problem. The other problem is the Ramah says, Avalo azlina basataima imhu shaveh olo. We don't follow Tam. So, sounds like he's saying, Bein l'kula bein l'chumra, we'll follow Shema, we won't follow Taima. I don't know. I guess the Aruch HaShulchan and the Prima Godin read that differently. I guess they felt that what the Rambam means to say is that if the chalukim, if it's chalukim b'shma, then we're not going to follow taima. Now he does say im hu shaveh o lo. It doesn't matter whether they're equal or not. Yeah, it sounds like the Rambam is saying ben lekula ben lechomer, we'll follow the shem, we're not going to follow the taima. Takashver. The Rav had a different approach. The Rav suggested maybe the idea behind this Ramah is that he has the yisod, a different way of looking at the whole concept of shishim. Why is it that in a tarovus and mimbashein amino lach balach you need shishim? What's the requirement for shishim? The Rav said you can understand the requirement for shishim in one of two ways. Either you could say min haTorah, even in the case of tarovus of lach balach, the gufa iser is batal barov. The gufa iser is batal already. But the din of tam ki'ika tells me that you still have to remove the tam. You have to be misalek the tam ha'isr b'mitzius. You have to take away the tam ha'isr physically. That you shouldn't be able to recognize the tam. You shouldn't be able to sense, to perceive that tam. For one of two reasons. Either, as we described last time, either tam ki'ika is an isr chadosh, that even if the gufa isr min atar is batal b'ro, but the tam is a new isr. So I have to remove the tam ha'isr. That's what tam ki'ika tells me. Or, a hadri Lisura Kama, Tam Keiker brings it back to the original Isser. It's as if, the Torah says, as long as there is Tam there, we have to treat it as if the Gufa Isser is still there, and I need Shishim in order to remove the Tam Isser. Again, should I say in the Torah, the Gufa Isser is really Batal Barov, but Tam Keiker tells me, either because of an Isser Chadosh, or because we treat it as though the Gufa Isser really is here, that I have to remove the Tam Isser in order to be matter this Tarov is complete. That's one approach. The other approach is to say that maybe in a Tarovus of Mimbashein Omino, there's no Bittul Barov whatsoever. Maybe the idea is the standard Bittul Barov of Chad Betray doesn't work in this context. In the context of a Tarovus of Mimbashein Omino, the Torah was gozer, if you hold the Tam Keikah Deraisa, the Torah was gozer that you need a stronger Rov to be Mavatal the Issa. Issa that's mixed up, Mimbashein Omino, Lach Balach, that Issa somehow is more Choshev. Maybe we can even add that it's more chashuv because it can produce tam, it can be no sent tam into the heter, so it's stronger than isser that's mixed up a heter yavish biyavish, let's say. It's stronger. Because it's stronger, it needs a stronger bitul barov. Mashal akar, Rabbi Shechta said, it's similar to the rov that we need, legabe dine nefashis. By dine nefashis in Bezdin, it's not enough just to have a standard rov, but rather, matan al pichova, matan al pishnayim lechova. You have to be matan al pishnayim. To be mechayev a person, when it comes to dinei nefashos, you need more than one extra, right? It's not enough if you have a bezdin of 23. It's not enough just to have, 12 against 11. You need 13 against 10, right? You need more than one extra. Why do you need more than one extra? Rov is a rov. Acharav lahatos. Apparently, in certain halachas, you need a stronger kind of rov. The Rav suggested, maybe by a Tarovus of Mimbashein Amino, the same applies. Of course, it's a much stronger Rov. Instead of just saying Chad Betray, you need Shishim, 60 times the amount. Now, why would we estimate, why would we measure the Rov in Shishim? So the Rav suggested, maybe Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai is that since in normal circumstances the Tam is going to be removed in Shishim, so that's the Shir that the Torah gave. But not because the Shishim is coming to actually remove the Tam. The shishim is coming midin bittul barov. You need a stronger bittul barov in the case of a tarovus of mimbashein aminu. If we assume like that, if we assume that the reason why you need shishim is not to remove the tam oisav mitzias, but rather midin bittul barov, you need a stronger rov when it comes to a tarovus of mimbashein aminu. So then we can understand why the Ramah suggested that maybe in a tarovus of mimbashein aminu, as the nevasa shema. Why should we go basa shema? But shouldn't we follow tam? No. The answer is, the purpose of the shishim is not to remove the tam. It might accomplish that in most circumstances, but that's not really the purpose. The purpose is to be mevatel the isim, midin bittul barov. So if it's a din bittul that's working here, if it's a halachic concept, it's not a physical bittul, so to speak. It's not working to physically remove the isim, the taste of the isim, but rather it's midin bittul, the halachic concept of bittul barov. So then we can understand that we should follow Shema even in this case, because again, if the defining characteristic, the primary defining characteristic of an object is its shame, so then it makes sense that we should follow the shame even in this context. Aye, but we're trying to take away the time of the Issa. No, that's not really the goal. The goal is not to take away the physical time. The goal is really to be Mavato, the Issa Barov. It's just that in the Tarov, it's a Mimashen Amino, you need a stronger Bittul Barov. Yes?
Isn't it difficult to say that if the Issa is free, it has time?
Tam ki ikar means that tam is more significant than just the ikar. If I only had the ikar, then that's not as kosher. But tam is so significant that it requires a stronger bittul. Requires a stronger bittul zera. Yes. Right. So how would kfeila work? In other words, if the kfeila, if the chef is going to be able to taste something, if the tam is not nikah, so then it's going to be okay. We'll have to talk about that. It could be, according to Rashi, that's not really going to work. Rashi happens to hold that if the kfeila tastes the item and he claims that there's no tam, but you don't have shishim, it's not going to be butl anyway. So the Rav wanted to suggest, but that's Rashi. I wasn't going to mention it this week, but we'll talk about it next chabura. The Rav wanted to suggest with Das Rashi the fact that you see that even if the Kfeil Armoa tastes the Taroves and doesn't find any Issa, you still need Shishim. You see that Shishim is a Din Bittul. Because the purpose of the Shishim is to remove the Tam. The Kfeila told you there's no Tam here, so why should I need Shishim? So, right? That's Gufa proof, Effie, that maybe Shishim is not just to remove the Tam, but rather it's Din Bittul. Yes? We're going to talk about that, right? There's a shach later on at the end of Tzadiches that mentions that by a milsad the abidul taima, if it's something that has a taste even beyond shishim, there still is an issa. The question is that a din daraisa or is that only a din darabana? So if it's only a din darabana, it could be that's a special chumer. The rav is talking on a daraisa level. That's a good ha'ara also. We'll have to get to that. It's a good ha'ara. Yes. The kfeila might be lakula, meaning if the kfeila tastes it. And he says that there's no iser. So according to many Rishonim, you don't need shishim. It's a kula.
No,
for Rashi. So Rashi would say that kfeila is a chumra. That even if you have shishim, if the kfeila is here, we have to give it to the kfeila to see if there still is a taste. So Rashi. Okay, we're going to see. Rashi might hold that there is stayed in here. Rashi might hold that both that the purpose of shishim both is to remove the physical tam iser and midin betul barov. Reb Chaim in his Sefer on the Rambam in Hilchos Trumas, he has such a concept that maybe it's stayed in. The Poshup Shad is to say that there's a machlokas Rishonim. It's either this or that. Rashi apparently is learning some kind of combination of Shad. We'll talk about that in Mitzvah Shem in the future. Yes.
I don't know if you can bring a riot from a Gadot, but those Kamar and Brachos just speak about different things. They're 160 Shabbos. And I think Mar Shabbat says there that there's 160, that's a shear that the Torah gives us being like a Tom or something.
So you want to bring a riot to the Rav?
That is, I think it might be
in
the Talmud
from
that
Gemara. Oh, if it's not a Rashi, I don't know if you can bring it around. I don't know. I'm not sure. I have to look at the Gemara. We'll talk about it later. Okay, good. So according to this Vart of the Rav, we can explain this difficult Ramah that the Achronim had trouble with. That maybe Azlina Basar Shema, because Tam Ki Ika Daraisa doesn't tell me that the purpose of the Bittul, the Shishim, is to remove the Tam of the Issa, but rather the purpose of Bittul, the Shishim, is Midin Bittul Berov. The Rav suggested that based on this idea, we can explain the Hemshech of the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Beis. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rashba from the Taras Abayis that at first glance seems to be very difficult. There are many approaches that the Achronim have. So the Rav weighed in on this as well. What's the Rashba? In talking about Nishvach, the Rashba gives a strange case. Let's say I have a Taroves, both of Min B'Sheino Mino and Min B'Mino. I have both Mino and Eino Mino of Hefer. I have Isser. And I have heter of Mino and heter of Eino Mino. What's the din? So he said that if I have a Taroves and Mim B'Sheino Mino, since you need Shishim in a Torah, if it's Nishvach, you have to be Machmir. If I have a Taroves and Mim B'Mino, since it's only Midrabbanan, I can be Mekil. What happens if you have a mixture, both of Mino and Sheino Mino? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, in this Zarek, B'Mino, Sheino Mino, V'Nishvach, B'Nishvach, Shein Yechol, and Lamad, Alav, L'Sharo. You have a Taroves of both, and it got mixed, and it got spilled, and now you can't be Mishar, V'Noda, Shoy, Rubo, Heter, Mimino, and you know that there's a Rov of Mino. Ro'en, Sheino Mino, Kilo, Eino, V'Ashar, Mino, Robo, Alav, U'mevaklo. The Shulchan Aruch says that we can ignore the Sheino Mino, and the Mino is going to be Mevatel, the Isser. Once the Mino is Mevatel, the Isser, so then there is no Taroves of Isser, the Heter, Mim, Sheino Mino. Once I allowed the Mino to be Mevatel, the Issa, we pass them like the Rabbana, the Mim B'Mino is Batel the Rov. So once the Mino, once the Heter Mino was Mevatel, the Issa Mino, so then we don't care that there's also another Taroves of Mim B'Sheino Mino. It's a Taroves of Mim B'Sheino Mino, but it's not Issa the Heter because the Issa is already Batel. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. So the Shah quotes from the Marshal, who's very troubled. Where did the Rashba get this concept? There's a double Taroves over here. I'm going to look at both of them. I'll ignore one Taroves. I'll be Mevatel the Issa in the first Taroves, and somehow that's going to work for the second Taroves. So The truth is, it's not the Rashba's problem, it's the Gemara's problem. The Gemara introduced such a concept. The Rashba did extend the Gemara a little bit, but it's really a Gemara. Where's the Gemara? You run Chulin in two places, in the Kuf Amid Beis and Kuf Ches Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, uses this principle, it's called Salek. Salek means that we're misalek, we ignore this particular Tarobas. But the Gemara says it in the reverse direction. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Min B'Mino is B'Mashehu, that it's not going to be Batel, even B'Mashehu. The Gemara says, if I had a case where there's a double Tarobas, a Tarobas of Min B'Mino and Min B'Sheno Mino, you could be misalek the Tarobas of Min B'Mino, ignore the Tarobas of Min B'Mino, not ignore the Tarobas of Min B'Sheno Mino, ignore the Tarobas of Min B'Mino, V'She'en Omino Rabba Olav Umavatlo. And the She'en Omino will be Rabba Olav, not just Rov, it'll, if you have Shishim of the She'en Omino of Heter, it'll be Rabba Olav, it'll be what you need to be Mavatlo the Isser, and then even Rabbi Yehuda will say that the Isser is not going to ask the Heter Min B'Mino B'Mashu, because it's already Batlo B'She'en Omino. That's what the Gemara was saying. If you assume that Min B'Mino is B'Mashu, so you got a problem over here. You got your Isser, Beheter, Min B'Mino, you can't be Mavatlo it. No. The Gemara says, Salek es mino kemisheino, ignore the Tarovis of min b'mino, then the she'eno mino will be rabba olav umavatlo, the she'eno mino will have the shishim. Interesting, rabba olav sounds like the rov, right? That the shishim is really midin rov, just parenthetically. Right? Rabba olav umavatlo, it should have said the she'eno mino will have shishim, and it'll be mavatlo. So just that lushan rabba olav sounds a little bit like the rov, but okay. You could just say he means that it'll have the Gemara just means you'll have a lot of heta to be mevatel yisra, okay? And then min b'mino b'mashu won't affect me because I've already been mevatel yisra. So the Rashba extrapolated from that Gemara in the reverse direction. Lidi done, since we passed like the Rabbanan that min b'mino is batel b'rov. So the problem we have here is always the larger shir bittel. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the problem was the tarovus of min b'mino because that's never batel. So I want to get rid of this Isser through Bittel of Min B'She'eno Mino, B'Shishin. According to us, we pass them like the Rabbanan that Min B'Mino is Bittel B'Rov. So the real problem we have over here is the Tarobas of Min B'She'eno Mino that requires Shishin. So the Rashba says, no, but the same should apply. I can be Mevatel the Isser Beheter Min B'Mino B'Rov with a smaller amount. And then I don't have to worry, even if I don't have Shishin, I don't have to worry over here about the Tarovas of Min B'Sheno Mino, because the Isser is already Batel Min B'Mino. So says the Rashba, he doesn't just say that, then he applies it to the case of Nishbach. Nishbach means that if I have a suffix, whether I have the Tarovas over here, if I have the right Shishim to be Mevatel the Isser, so if it's Minat Torah, if the requirement for Shishim is a Daraisa, so then I have to be Machmer. Normally by Min B'Sheno Mino, the requirement since we pass in Tamkeh, the Daraisa, you need Shishim Minat Torah, so you'd imagine that you should have to be Machmer when it comes to Nishbach. Dr. Rashba, no, but if your Isser is already Batel, Berov, Heter, Min B'Mino, it's gone, it's finished, and once it's finished, once we don't care about it because it's already Batel, I don't need Shishim B'She'en Amino to be Mevatlit because it's already been Batel, Min B'Mino. That's what the Rashba says. So the Shah quotes the Marshal, who's very troubled. He says, Ma inyin zeh lazeh, what's the connection between the two cases? Ein hanidon doma l'raya. The case in the Gemara in Chulin is talking about where you're going to use the bittel b'shishim, you're going to get rid of the tamo isser. So the isser is going to be batel. Not only will the gufa isser be batel, but the tamo isser is going to be batel as well. So then, you want to be machmir, Rabbi Yehuda says min b'mino b'mashu. So there's no need to be machmir. That's just a din bittel. That's not based on tam. The tam is gone already. Rabbi Yehuda holds even if the tam is gone, it's still going to aser. So that chumra we don't have to be machmir for. But in the reverse direction, what the Chachamim say that Min B'Mino is Batel B'Rov, so I'm going to rely on the Bittel B'Rov of Min B'Mino and then say, even if the Tamo Isser is still near Gash B'Heter, the Tamo Isser can still be felt in the Heter B'She'eno Mino, it doesn't matter because the Isser is Batel? How can that be? If the Tamo Isser is near Gash, so then it should not be Batel. So it should still ask the B'She'eno Mino. Saleh can't work in this direction. The Marshal claims Saleh can work only in the direction if you're going to be Mevatel the Isser B'She'eno Mino. So then it won't aser min b'mino b'mashu. But you can't say that once the Isser is batel b'rov heter, according to the Rabbanon, min b'mino, so then we're not going to care about the fact that the Tamo Isser is perceived in the heter b'she'en omino? How could that be? As long as the Tamo Isser is nirgash b'heter, it should aser b'she'en omino. That's the Marshal's kasha. So the Shach thought that this kasha of the Marshal was so strong that he turned the Rashba on its head. The Shach thought that the Rashba meant, maybe, the Rashba only meant that the Isser is not going to aser the heter mina. You have a double tarovus here, a tarovus of eino mino and a tarovus of mino also, right? Tarovus both of minba mino and minba shen mino. So you think, well, if there's this double tarovus and the tamho Isser is perceived, it can be felt, it can be tasted in the eino mino heter, you'd think maybe it can even aser the mino heter. Comes the Rashba and says, no, keep in mind, there are two tarovus here. So if there are two tarovus, we'll be misalek the tarovus of minba mino, deal with it independently. Once we deal with that independently, the Isser is not going to aser the mino heter. What the anal mino heter? I'm after the Isser is going to aser. Rashba never meant to say that the Isser is not going to aser the heter anal mino. The Shach basically just waters down the whole Rashba. He pretty much makes it meaningless because he's so troubled with the kasha of the Marshal, he doesn't really know how to begin answering the kasha of the Marshal. But l'chor, that's not the push of Shad in the Rashba. The Rashba seems to be saying that the concept of Saleg works in both directions. And even according to the Shulchan Aruch, who paskins like the Rabbana, the Minba Mino is Batal Berov, we can still say Saleg. We can say, let's deal with the Isser, Berov, Heter, Minba Mino. And once we deal with the Isser, Berov, Heter, it won't aser the Heter, She'en Amino. Even though the Tamhoi Isser is still recognized, it's still felt in the Tarev of She'en Amino. So what's the answer? What's the answer to the Marshal's Kasha? It's a good kasha. As long as the tamo iser is perceived in the heter b'she'en omino, it should aser. So what if there was a bittel min b'mino? There are two types of tarovas. In every mixture, you have to ask yourself, what kind of tarovas is there? Is it yavish b'yavish? Is it lach b'lach? Is it min b'mino? Is it min b'she'en omino? So if there are two different tarovas over here, we have to deal with them independently. So it's one thing to say that a din bittel of one type of tarovas, a din bittel in the Issa will help for another din bittel, another tarovas that requires a din bittel, but here in Min B'Shen Amino, don't you have to get rid of the tam ha'issa? So some of the Achronim try to explain the Rashba in different ways. The Taz and Sukkot and Hay suggest that maybe the Pshat and the Rashba is that once you mevatel the Issa Min B'Mino, it's Kimishena. It's like it doesn't exist. The Lashon of the Taz is, Ulehete mamish nechshav ha'issa legamri. Once you mevatel the Issa Min B'Mino, Ulaheta mamish nechshav ha'isser legami. The isser is like heta mamish. What does that sound like to you? Well, what's that smack of? The rush, right? The isser is nefach liyoseta. That's what the Taz seems to be saying, right? But the Rashba holds that when you have a bittel of min b'mino, isser beheta min b'mino, it's nefach liyoseta. The isser is nefach liyoseta. So says the Taz, that's what the Rashba had in mind. Once the Isser is nefach liyoseta based on the bittel berov of min b'mino, so then I do have tam hadover b'she'en omino, but it's not tam Isser anymore. It's tam heter. The thing is not aser. If it's not aser, what should be the problem? So can the Rashba hold this way? The Rash holds this way, but what does the Rashba hold? We mentioned the Rashba holds that in the tarovus of yavesh min b'mino, you're not allowed to eat all of the chatichos of asachas. So what does that indicate about the Rashba? Does the Rashba hold that when you have a bittel of min b'mino, the Isser is nefach liyoseta? What do you think? He said there are two ways of learning up that particular Rashba. You could either say that the Rashba holds min haTorah, the Isser is not nefach liyoseta, like the Gro wanted to say. But the Taz himself, the Taz l'shitasam, the Taz in Kuf Tes of Kav Aleph says no. Min haTorah, the Rashba agrees to the Rush. Min haTorah, the Rashba concedes that the Isser is nefach liyoseta, but he says there's a chumah de rabbanan to treat it as though the Isser is not nefach liyoseta, and that's why you can't eat the Isser and the Heter, you can't eat all the chatichos b'vasachas. But really, min haTorah, the Isser is nefach liyoseta. So that's exactly what the Rashba could be saying over here. We're talking about Nishpa. We're trying to figure out whether the shishim here is required on the level of deraisa or only on a level of derabbanan. If the Rashba agrees min haTorah that the Isser is nefach liyoseta whenever it's gotel min b'mino, so then we understand why the requirement for shishim is only a chumah d'rabbanan, and that's why you can be mekel in this context. Okay, this is what the Taz says, and if you look at the Orach HaShulchan in Sif Lamed Zayin in Siman Tzadik Ches, he explains the Taz. He dresses it up. He quotes the Rosh and the Rashba, and he explains the Taz the way that we're suggesting. What's the Marshal going to counter? Sounds like a good svar. What's the Marshal going to counter? The Marshal could say, like the Gro, Marshal could say that if we paskin like the Rashba, legabe tarovus of yavesh b'yavesh, which we know we do, because the Gro only mentions the Rosh, the Rosh's shita by tarovus yavesh b'yavesh is not even mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama later on mentions the shita of the Rosh in a different context, in Siv Beis, but Me'ikar adin, it seems like we passed him like the Rashba. So if the Marshal takes the approach of the Gra, that min haTorah, the Rashba claims that min b'mino, the Yisr is not going to be nefach liyoseter, so then we understand why the Marshal was troubled. Because he says, you can't tell me that when you have a Tarovus of min b'sheino mino, and a Tarovus of min b'mino, once the Yisr is batel b'rov min b'mino, it's going to be sheino, it doesn't exist. The Rashba holds that on a Daraisa level, we don't assume that it doesn't exist. We assume that it's taka yeshno be'en, it's taka here. Right? And that's gufa why the Rashba holds that you're not allowed to eat the Isser and the Heter b'vasachas, because it's not nefach lios Heter. So if that's true, then the Rashba should not be willing to be mekel, that once the Isser is batel b'rov Heter min b'minos, then we don't care about the second Tarovus of min b'sheino mino. That's what the Marshal perhaps was troubled with the Rashba. Meaning, basically, what the Taz and the Marshal could be arguing about is the old machlokas, the Taz and the Gra, whether, according to the Rashba, do we say min haTorah by a Tarovus of Yavish v'Yavish min b'mino is the Yisr nefach lios Heter, or not? And this, in fact, is what the Pri Chodesh on the side of the Shulchan Aruch writes. Pri Chodesh is very troubled with the Taz. Taz says that the pshat in Shulchan Aruch is that once you have a bittel berov of min b'mino, so then the Yisr is kamisha eino, and then there's no problem in a Tarovus of min b'sheino mino. Pri Chodesh, yes, even though the Torah tells us that by a Tarovus of min b'mino the Yisr is bittel berov, that's not because the Tam HaYisr is not perceptible, right? That's because the Torah says that it's batal berov, but not that the Yisr is nefach liyoseter. It's not nefach liyoseter legami. It's just we can assume that it's batal berov and you can eat the items. But here, we're talking about a Tarovus of min b'sheino mino. The Yisr is not k'misheino. It still exists. It's just that it's mutter to eat from this Tarovus as long as you don't eat it b'vasachas. But how is that going to relate? How is that going to help us apply the principle of Salek if I also have a Tarovus of min b'sheino mino? If I have a Tarovus and Mimbashan Amino, Pri Chodesh says, Lachor, as long as the Tam HaYisr is Nirgash Beheta, there should be a problem. So this Pri Chodesh is assuming like the Marshal, he's assuming like the Gra, that Min haTorah, the Rashba will claim the Yisr is not Nefach Liyoseter. If the Yisr is not Nefach Liyoseter, we understand how the principle of Saleh can't apply in this direction. That's one approach in the Shulchan Aruch, to suggest in the Shulchan Aruch that maybe the idea is that once the Yisr is Batel Rov Heter, then it's Kamisha Eino, and that's why we don't care that it's still no sin tam into the heter sheno mino. It's not tam iser, it's tam heter. So if it's tam heter, there should be any problem. The Tzilut Tzadik on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch offers a different interpretation. He says, even if you won't go as far as the Taz to say that when iser is batel rov heter min b'mino, it's kamisha eino, it's like it's nefach lios heter, maybe you could suggest that according to the Rashba, tam ki'ika d'araisa only applies if we know that the tam that is perceived in the heter is the tam of the issa. If we know that the tam of the issa is nirgash b'heter, so then it makes sense that tam ki'ika d'araisa and it's an asra and you need shishim. But let's say you don't necessarily know that it's tam ha'issa that's being nosin tam into the heter. Maybe there could be some other tam. Zok the Tzilut Tzadik, in that case, we're not going to say tam ki'ika d'araisa, we're only going to say the tam ki'ika d'rabbanan. He says, look at this case. You have tam that's being no sin. You have tam in the heter. The heter she'en amino has tam, but do you know that it's tam ha'iser? Not necessarily, because you have both tam ha'iser and tam heter. You have min b'mino here. There's both heter and iser of the same min, different than the enomino heter. So since you don't know which tam is being no sin tam, so to speak, into the enomino heter, so that's not going to be a tam ki'ika d'araisa. Maybe that's what the Rashba holds. The problem we had is that if you hold tam ki'ika d'araisa, so then it shouldn't matter that the Yisr is batel b'rov heter. You still have tam ha'isa that's nirgash and the heter ein omino, so there should be a problem. Zok the Tzilut Tzadik, it's not a problem because tam ki'ika d'araisa only applies if we know that the tam that you're tasting in the heter ein omino is tam issa. But here we don't know that it's tam issa because I also have tam heter, so it's unclear which time you're tasting. So because it's unclear which time you're tasting, that time kicker is not going to be the rice, that's only going to be midrabbanan. So again, we can explain the Rashba that way, that he's willing to be makel in this case, not because you wouldn't require shishim, but the requirement for shishim is only a chumad rabbanan, and that's why you can be makel by nishba. The Rav suggests that you don't need fancy tyrus over here. I mean, unless you say the Rav's Torah is fancy. But the Rav suggested the Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is very simple. What's the idea of Salek? What does Salek mean? Salek means that if I have two types of Tarovus over here, a din bittel in one will apply to the other Tarovus as well. That's what the principle of Salek means. All the Rashba is doing is saying that if the reason why you need Shishim and a Tarovus and Mimashayin Amino is midin bittel b'rov, if there's just a glorified rove, a stronger rove that you need in this context, So then it makes sense, Taka, that the din bittul that applied mibamino can be mavatal this iser, and it can work for the second tarovis as well. There's no reason why it shouldn't be able to work for the second tarovis. After all, the principle of Salek means that whenever a din bittul worked for one tarovis, it can work for this for a second tarovis. If the iser is nisari beheter in two different tarovis, one mino and one eno mino, the din bittul of one can work for the other. So, just like the Gemara said, what? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that min b'mino is b'mashahu, the din bittul, meaning bittul b'shishin, the din bittul that apply b'she'eno mino, can help to be mavatal the iser even min b'mino, the same should hold true in the other direction as well. That once I'm mavatal the iser min b'mino, mi din bittul, so I don't need another din bittul to be mavatal the iser b'she'eno mino. Because the Rashba is only assuming that the requirement of shishim is midin bittul b'rov. What did the Marshal think? The Marshal obviously was going with the Shach. The Shach l'shitaso quotes the Marshal because he's troubled with the Rambam. The Shach l'shitaso assumes that bittul b'shishim is based on removing the tamo issa b'metzias, removing the physical taste. So if it's based on removing the physical taste, you can use the concept of din bittul from today until tomorrow. It's not going to remove the physical taste. That's the problem that the Marshal had. As long as you have the physical taste there, so what that there was a din bittul? It's not going to help you. To help for min b'mino b'mashu, that it will help, because tam is not what's oser. But when it comes to min b'sheino mino, if tam is what's oser, and the purpose of shishim is not midin bittul b'ro, but rather to remove the tam ha'iser, the physical taste of the iser, so obviously that's not going to help. So that could be the machlokas, Marshal Rashba. Do we assume that bittul b'shishim is midin bittul b'ro, but do we assume that it's to remove the physical time of the iser? The Rav suggested as well a third nafkamina, a third issue. We're going to come full circle in some of the other issues that we've addressed in the past. The Rav suggests that maybe based on this we can explain another interesting shita that the Shach quotes. He mentioned that the Rama in Simen Kuf Tes Sif Aleph writes that if iser is nisarev beheter yovesh biyovesh min b'sheino mino, it needs shishin. If it's nisarev only min b'mino, so we assume most of Farshim say min atara min derabanan it's batal b'rov. There's no requirement for shishin. There's an episode of Rambam and a Raiva that we talked about that maybe there's a chumah derabanan to require shishin even there, but that's a chiddush. Rav Rishonim assume that yovesh biyovesh iser is nisbatal b'rov heter without shishin at all. But says the Rama, but if it's yovesh biyovesh, even if it's yovesh biyovesh, if it's min b'sheino mino, then you need shishin. Then we assume that you need shishim. And everyone assumes that, let's say. But the Shach in Sivkot Yud quotes the Machlokas Rishonim whether that shishim is a requirement on a level of deraisa or is that only a chumah derabanan. He quotes from the Marai, from the Trumas HaDeshen, the Hagos Marai on the Shari Dura, and basically Rav Mefarshim assume like this, that it's a chumah derabanan. But he says Tosis in one place, Msachim assumes that it's a requirement minatorah. Minatorah, you need shishim by a tarovis of yavesh v'yavesh min b'she'eno mino. L'charetz pilei ploim. Why should you assume that min haTorah you need shishim by a tarovis of yavesh biyavesh min b'shen amino? Okay, it's min b'shen amino, but it's yavesh biyavesh. If the reason why you need shishim is to remove the tam ha'iser is not nirgash beheter. They're not mixing. Again, a tarovis of yavesh biyavesh is a tarovis of sofek. It's not a tarovis of belila. There's no liquid transfer from one to the other. So there's no liquid transfer from the iser to the heter. Then why should I need shishim on a level of daraisa? So said the Rav, apparently what the Tosfos and Sofim is assuming, a little bit of an extension of this principle, but he's also assuming that the Yesod of Shishim is that in a Tarovis of Min B'Shen Omino, you always need Shishim. Not only Lach B'Lach. The Chiddush is, even by Yavish B'Yavish, he's saying that you need Shishim. That Taka is a Chiddush. But the Chiddush is that by Min B'Shen Omino, you always need Shishim. Why? Because again, the Isser is more chashiv when it's Nisarev, Beheter, Min B'Shen Amino. Why? So maybe ultimately the reason is because if it were Nisarev, Lach B'Lach, it could even be no same time until the Ashishin. That's the ultimate reason. But the nature of the Din is that the Isser is stronger when it's Nisarev, Min B'Shen Amino, and as such, it's necessary to have this stronger Din Bittul. You need a stronger Din Bittul Berov by Min B'Shen Amino, even if it's Yavesh B'Yavesh, and that Din Bittul Berov, Minat Torah, right, is even on a Daraisa level. How can it be Daraisa, but the Tam HaIsa is not Nigash? No. The idea is that you need Shishim, Min B'Shen Amino, not to remove the Tam HaIsa, but rather Midin Bittul Berov. What does it mean that you have a Tarovis of Yavesh B'Yavesh, Min B'Shen Amino? What's the case? What's the case? Have a Torah v'samin b'mino, I can understand. You have different chatikos in front of you, and you don't know which one is this or which one is heter. But if it's min b'shen amino, if everything is clear, so what's the tarovis? If yavish v'yavish is a tarovis of suffix, there has to be some kind of a suffix. What's the suffix? If you have two different items and you can tell the difference between the two of them, what could be the suffix? So the Shach in Sivkot and Ches, there in Simen Kuftes, explains in one of two ways. He says, maybe we're talking about a case where you shech the different items. The items are in front of you. They're taka different. But one of them was shechted improperly. One of them is nevela, and the other is was shechted properly. You just don't know which one was shechted improperly. That's the simple case. But you taka have different items in front of you. You know the difference between them. You just don't know which one is this or which one is het there. That's a parovis of Yosh V'Yosh Min B'Shen Amino. But the simpler case that the Shach gives is, let's say you have very, very small pieces. Let's say the pieces of Issa V'Heter have been broken up. So they're very small. So they're not so nicker. You could work very hard to try to remove the Issa from the Heter. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be very, very difficult. They're not nicker because they're broken up into such small pieces. So maybe that's the case. It's still Yavish B'Yavish. It's still all dry. And it's not quite like Kemach B'Kemach, where it's literally mixed up. You can't separate, you know, different types of Kemach. It's flour. That's really ma'ur b'tarovas. In fact, the Shach quotes one day that a tarovas of kemach is like lach b'lach, even though it's not even liquid. But it's not quite like kemach, it's not like flour, but they're very, very small pieces. It says the Shach, if they're very small pieces, if it's not nikah ben zelazah, so that would be a tarovas of yavish b'yavish min b'shein amino. So according to those Rishonim, like the Trumas HaDeshen and others, who claim that really, the reason why you need shishim b'yavish v'yavish mim b'shein amino is only a chumer d'rabbanan. What's the reason for that chumer? Tosfos, we understand that's based on the Rav's yisod, that bittul of mim b'shein amino is a din bittul b'rov. Shishim mim b'shein amino is a din bittul b'rov. It's not to remove the tam ha'isod and the tzitz. Good. But according to Rav Yishonim, it's only a chumer d'rabbanan. What's the chumer based on? The Shach quotes the Machlokas about this in several places, both in Tzariches and in Kuftes. The Shach quotes the Ran, who says that the reason why even yavish b'yavish mim b'shein amino you need shishim with the rabbanan is ki hechid lo lesi lidei isura daraisa, that you won't come to an isur daraisa. How can you come to an isur daraisa? If you cook them together, if you take the mino and the eno mino and you cook them together and you make it a taroves of lach b'lach, so then you'll need shishim in a Torah. You can come to an isur daraisa. So therefore, Chazal put a chumra on you, even yavish b'yavish, that you should have shishim so that it won't come to an issur d'oraisa if it's misarev lach b'lach, if you're going to cook them together. But the Shach quotes from the issur v'heter a different reason. Issur v'heter says the reason why you need shishim midrabbanan even by yavish b'yavish, if it's mim b'shein amino, he says because yavish b'yavish mim b'shein amino is a little bit like it's nikar ha'issur. It's almost like you can recognize the issur. It's nikar ha'issur k'tas, as he calls it. So a little bit recognizable, you can remove the Issa from the Heter. What does the Issa Heter mean? Hurry, he's going with the Pshat and the Shach, that Yavish V'Yavish Min B'Shein Amino means that it's broken down into very small pieces, that it's hard to separate it, but the Issa is still nicker. You really could separate the Issa from the Heter. So because you really could separate the Issa from the Heter a little bit, it's like nicker ha-Issa, and if it's nicker ha-Issa, it's not going to be Batel. It's not because we're afraid that it'll come to an issur d'oraisa if you mavashal it later. No. It's as if we treat it midrabbanan as if it's not really batel. And because it's not really batel, until there's shishim. So what exactly does shishim do? I guess that's so overwhelming in terms of the amount of heter that you have connected to the issur. So once it's so overwhelming, so therefore the issur is going to be batel. What's the nafkamina between the Issa v'Heter and the Ran? Whether we assume that you need shishim min b'shein amino yavish b'yavish because it's like it's nikar ha'isser, or it's like a gezeira that you shouldn't come to an Issa d'araisa. So maybe one nafkamina could be, let's say you have an Issa d'rabbanan that's nisarek min b'shein amino yavish b'yavish. What's the din in that case? So the Shach and the Pri Chodosh, the Shach in Simen Kuf Tes, Sifkot and Tes, and the Pri Chodosh there in Sifkot and Zion, they both say that by an Issa the Rabbanan, we're not going to be Goza. You don't need Shishim. It's Batel, Minatar, Mid Rabbanan, Berof. Why? Because it can't come to an Issa the Raisa. It's only Issa the Rabbanan to begin with. So if it can't come to an Issa the Raisa, what's the Chashash over here? The whole reason why you need Shishim is because we're afraid it might come to an Issa the Raisa if you cook it together. If the Yisr is only an Yisr Derabbanan to begin with, it can't come to an Yisr Deraisa. There's no Tam Kehika Deraisa on an Yisr Derabbanan. So if there's no Tam Kehika Deraisa on an Yisr Derabbanan, then there's no reason to be Gozer to require Shishim, Yavesh be Yavesh me B'Shem Aminu. But the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah in Simon Kuftes, at the end of Sif Aleph, says that there's no Chiluk by Yavesh be Yavesh me B'Shem Aminu, whether there's an Yisr Deraisa that's Nisarif or an Yisr Derabbanan. So what's Pshat in the Ramah? Maybe the Ramah takes the approach of the Yisr Vehetan, not of the Ran. The Shach doesn't explain this through, but maybe that's the answer for the Ramah. Maybe the Ramah assumes, like the Yisr Veheta, that the reason why you need Shisha, Mimbashen, Aminu, Yavish, Yavish, is because it's like it's Nikar HaYisr. It's like the Yisr is recognizable. Because if you work hard enough, you might be able to take out the Yisr from the Heta. So that's the Pshat. If the Chumra is not based on the fact that it might lead to an Yisr Daraisa, but rather because it's like the Yisr is still recognizable and it's not Batel, even by an Yisr Darabana we should say that. Why not? What's the difference? If it's Yisr, it's Yisr. If the problem is we're afraid it'll lead to an Yisr Deraisa, obviously that only applies to an Yisr Deraisa, not to an Yisr Derabbanan. Because the pshat is that the Yisr is still Nikr, so to speak, because you might be able to remove it, so maybe even by an Yisr Derabbanan we should be concerned. Secondly, do we go Basa Shma or Basa Taima in terms of defining what is Mino and what is Eino Mino? The same old shayla that we had before. The Shach in Simin Sariches at the end of Sifat and Vav, he quotes the Ran. He says, there's no question that by Yavesh, Yavesh, Mimir Shein Amino, we should follow Tan. Because the whole reason why you need Shishim is because we're afraid you might come to an Issa Daraisa if you cook it together. And if you cook it together, why will you need Shishim? Why will there be an Issa Daraisa? Because of Tam Ki'ikr. So if the whole problem is you might come to a Tarovus of Lach Balach and there the problem is Tam, so obviously we should go Basa Tam even by the Yavish B'Yavish mixture. That's according to the Ran. But says the Shach, maybe according to the Issa V'Heter, we shouldn't go Basa Taima. Maybe we should go Basa Shema. There might be room to say that, because according to the Issa V'Heter, the reason why Yavish B'Yavish, Mim B'Shein Amino, you need Shishim, as a Chomer D'Rabbanan, is because the Isser is still Nikir, so to speak. It's not because we're afraid you'll come to an Isser Daraisa if you Mavashla together. The Isser is still Nikir. It has nothing to do with Tam, per se. It's that the Isser is too Choshev, and it's still Nikir, even if it's Nisbatel Barod. So if that's the case, maybe Takaz Lina Basa Shema. The Shach is willing to concede that if the issue involved is not one of Tam, we should go Basa Shema. He paskins like Rava. He just says that where the issue is Tam Ke'ikr, the issue is Tam, then we should follow Tam. So if Yavish B'Yavish Mim B'Shein Amino, you need Shishim not because of Tam, but rather because the Yisr is still Nikas, then maybe Azlin and Basa Shema. Okay. Just one final Nakuda. The continuation of that Taz in Simen Tzariches of Kotten Hay talks about the case of Nishbach by chicken. The Dake Moshe, the Ramah in his comments, the Dake Moshe quotes from the Yisr V'Heter. So when it comes to Nishbach, even if milk falls into chicken, which is only midrabbanan, and I have a safek, it's now nishbach, I don't know if I have shishim, the Dake Moshe quotes from the Yisr V'Heter that since Tam Ke'ikr Daraisa, I have to be machmir. I have to be machmir to assume sveka Daraisa l'chumra, even if the milk falls into chicken, I have to be machmir in a safek shishim. So here too, the Shach quotes from the Marshal in Simchat Zayin, says, what's the Yisr V'Heter talking about? So what the Tam Ke'ikr Daraisa? Tam Ke'ikr Daraisa is only by an Issa Daraisa. If I only have an Issa Darabana to begin with, how is Tam Ke'ikr Daraisa going to tell me Minat Torah I need Shishim? It's ridiculous. How could that be? Lo Yehei Tafel Chamer Mina Iker. Tam is less than the Gufa Isser. If I have Gufa Isser over here, Basa B'Chala, right? Besar Of B'Chala is only Midrabanan. So how can Tam Ke'ikr tell me that it's going to aser minat Torah if I have a Tarovus of Min B'Shein Aminu? It's very, very difficult. So the Shach says, the truth is, if you look at the Yisr V'Heter, the Yisr V'Heter happens to pass in the Besar of Becholov is Daraisa. That's a Machlokas Rishonim. It's a Machlokas whether the Tanoim and the Mishnah, the Avkuf Yud Gimel, do they argue about Besar of Becholov, or do they argue about other things? If you look at the Mishnah, you'll figure it out. Tosus over there seems to assume that they argue about Besar of Becholov. That the Tanakama and the Mishnah over there hold the Besar B'Cholov is Taka Daraisa. So if Tanakama passes that Besar B'Cholov is Daraisa, Yochid V'Rab Malacha Kirabim, the other Sheet Dos Yochid in the Mishnah we ignore, and we pass like a Tanakama, that's why Besar B'Cholov is going to be Daraisa. So we normally don't pass in that way. There's a Bach that seems to bring back that Tosfos. the halacha. But we pask and avisar b'chalav is only the rabbanon. So says the Shach, if you look at the Issa v'heter, he paskins that Bessar of Becholov is daraisa. So it's not really a problem against the Issa v'heter. It's not a kash against the Issa v'heter. It's a kash against the Ramah, because the Ramah quotes the Issa v'heter as saying, even though Bessar of Becholov is only the Rabbanan, nevertheless, if Nishbach, you gotta be machmir, because Tamke Ika daraisa. So apparently the Ramah's version of the Issa v'heter is that he felt Bessar of Becholov is really the Rabbanan, and nevertheless he was machmir. That's the Achpile Ploy. You put the two together, it doesn't make much sense at first glance. As if you assume Bessar Bechol is only the Rabbanan, so how can it be Machmer by Tam Kirka Daraisa? What does the Taz answer? So the Taz says, don't be troubled. All that the Ramah meant, or all that the Ramah understood, the Yisavet was saying, is that Bessar Bechol is different. Bessar Bechol is Gzera Chamura. Chachamim Asu Chizuk L'Divrei and Kishal Torah. Sometimes we find that the Chachamim, a Machmer and a Gzera, they make it like a Daraisa. So Taz explains that what the Issa v'Heter had in mind, according to the Ramah, complicated thing, right? The Ramah's version of the Issa v'Heter is that Besar of B'cholav is a Gzera Chamura. We'll have to talk about this more when we get to Besar B'cholav. But the Taz assumes that Besar of B'cholav is a Gzera Chamura, and he brings the Raya. He says, we find that the Gemara in Chulin says that it's aser even to be male Besar of in Magvina LaShulchan. You're not allowed to put Besar of together with cheese, chicken together with cheese on the same table. Why? Because it's a gzera that you might eat them together. And that in turn is a gzera, is also because of a gzera that you might eat Bessar Behema with Cholav, which in turn is a gzera that you might cook the Bessar Behema together with the Cholav, and that's an Issa D'Oraisa. And then you'll eat it together, and that's an Issa D'Oraisa. So this is quite a far-fetched gzera. It's a gzera, l'gzera, l'gzera. It's quite a gzera. So the truth is, it's not four gzeras together. As the Mefarshim explained, it could be that halah and achila are really hainu hach. It's one unit. We look at halah and achila as one unit. Because when you put something on the table, you're putting it on the table to eat it. So that's not independent. That's viewed as chod gzera. But it's still a gzera l'gzera, because it's a gzera of besar of b'cholav, or to besar behema b'cholav. So if we don't make a gzera l'gzera generally, so why in this case can we make a gzera l'gzera? So it's up to Taz. There's no problem. A gzera l'gzera means if one thing is aser midrabanan and the other thing is also an iser drabanan, you can't put a double drabanan together. Okay? But if besar b'cholav is a gzera chamura, so it's like being gozer on a gzera deraisa, even though it's really midrabanan, but Chazal treat it like a deraisa. So it's not a gzera l'gzera, it's really like a chod gzera. So the Taz says, that's my raya, that besar b'cholav is a gzera chamura. That's a very strong gzera. So if it's a gzera chamura vis-a-vis the iser halah, the iser achila of besar of b'cholav, we can treat it as a gzera chamura vis-a-vis nishbach as well, and that's the Issa v'Heter's comment that tam ke'ikr daraisa. It's not really daraisa. It's really midrabanan here because it's only gzera drabanan. But because Chazal treated the gzera b'sar b'cholav as a gzera chamura, then they'll treat it as if tam ke'ikr daraisa in this context, even though really it should only be midrabanan. Okay, stop.